Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu ve nesalli ala Resulü'l Kerim. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah. Tonight is the 28th of July in the year 2020. And alhamdulillah, we've already moved to the 8th glorious night of the first 10 days of the greatest days on earth. So we pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts our efforts and also forgives us by His great kindness and mercy. Amen. So the last few weeks I've been going through the lives of two of our beloved mothers, Sayyida Juwayriya radiyallahu anha and Sayyida Maymuna radiyallahu anha. So it being the greatest days on earth, to now spend a few weeks talking now or learning about another one of our beloved mothers, Sayyida Safiya bint Huyay radiyallahu anha. So with regards to her name, it's very important to highlight that it's a sod. So it's a Safiya, because there's a male companion called Safina with a seen. Safina, right? So our beloved mother, Safiya bint Huyay radiyallahu anha. So her description and lineage. Sayyida Safiya radiyallahu anha was born around the third year of the prophethood, and her birth name was Zainab. It will be mentioned at the relevant time why her name was changed. So think about that. The Holy Prophet has proclaimed the message at the age of 40. She's not even born. In the third year of Nabuwat, she's born, or thereabouts. She was called Zainab by her father, but the name was changed. I'll mention why at the relevant time. With regards to her description, Hafiz Zahabi rahmatullah alayhi said in his Seer 2-231, she was noble by birth as well as by nature. She was God-fearing, intelligent, beautiful, patient, tolerant and dignified. So basically she was a perfect woman. The best for the best. Every one of our mothers radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His beloved. So this blessed woman was handpicked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she had all the qualities outwardly and more importantly inwardly. All our beloved mothers without exception radiyallahu ta'ala were blessed with beauty. How do we know? Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, volume 3, page 107, sahih to the criteria of Bukhari and Muslim with a prestigious short chain. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh, he relates from Muhammad ibn Adi rahmatullah alayh, who relates from Humaid at-Tawil rahmatullah alayh, who relates from Sayyidina Anas. So between Imam Ahmad and Sayyidina Anas, there's two narrators. Anas radiyallahu anhu said, a man by the name of Anjasha radiyallahu anhu was driving the camels carrying the mothers of the believers very fast. Thus Rasulullah said to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Anjasha, Rawaidak sawqan bil qawadir. O Anjasha radiyallahu anhu, slowly be gentle with the glass vessel. So let's look at this. So this is a flawless report in Imam Ahmad's Musnad. So Anjasha was driving the camels fast. Why? Because the sunnah of Rasulullah is when you see the city of Al-Madinah, you quicken the pace. But as he is going, following that sunnah, Rasulullah said something very interesting. That Allah alayhi wa sallam, he goes, O Anjasha, rawaidak, slowly, sawqan bil qawari, be gentle with the glass vessels, qawari. A Quranic term, right? The goblets that you will drink from in paradise, qawarir. And also, the same word is used, I believe, for the palace that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam built for his wife, the Queen of Sheba, radiallahu anha, qawarir. So look how the Prophet described his holy wives. He goes, they're qawarir, they're priceless, beautiful, gentle, sublime, because gently. So this clearly indicates they were all most beautiful, most tender. They had all the beautiful characteristics. With regards to her lineage, Hafiz Zahabi, he said, rahmatullah alayh, her father was Huyay ibn Akhtab, the chief of the Banu Nadir. He traced his lineage to Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Her mother was Durra. She was the daughter of the chief of Banu Qurayza. Recorded by Hafiz Zahabi in his Siyar, volume 2, page 231. Hafiz Durqani in his Sharh al-Mawahib, volume 3, page 256. Ma'arif al-Ahadith, volume 4, page 508 of the New English Translation. So this is very important. When we go through our mother's life, Safiya radiyallahu anha, you will realize the state of the Bani Israel. If you want to know who the tribes were, who the Prophet had to deal with amongst the Bani Israel, go through her life. Otherwise, it's a dry subject. So now straight away, look at her lineage. Her father was the chief of Banu Nadir. This is one of the strongest Jewish tribes. The chief of that tribe, Huyay, was the father of Safiya. So father, she's the daughter of a chief. Her mother was the daughter of the chief of Banu Qurayza. The Banu Qurayza was the tribe inside Al-Madina. So what you notice about her lineage? Her lineage goes back to the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. Thus, she was from the very aristocracy of the Bani Israel. As Shaykh Sa'id Ansari rahmatullah alayhi relates in his Seerat al-Sahabiyat 6-90, Banu Nadir and Banu Qurayza were considered to be the most illustrious tribes from amongst the Bani Israel, as they had settled in the northern parts of Arabia eons ago. So somebody says to you, when did these Jewish folk come to Arabia? The Shaykh goes, eons ago. Question, what are they doing in Arabia? Why go to a desert? They knew, right, that this is the place where the final messenger is going to come. Imagine, think about that. Why you want to go to a desert for? Go to Hawaii. Go to Bahamas, right? You know, so this shows, they knew. The Shaykh goes, these were the most illustrious tribes of the Bani Israel. The best of the best. And her lineage comes from both. Therefore, she's in from the aristocracy of the Bani Israel. Let's turn to her early life. Our beloved mother mentioned something very, very interesting during her youth. In Bayhaqi in his Dalail al-Nubu'ah 2-533, Asbahani in his Dalail al-Nubu'ah, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Hisham in his Sirah 2-132 or page 268 of the New English Translation, Hafiz Ibn Sayyid al-Nas in his Uyul al-Athar 1-335, Ibn Kathir Sirah volume 2 page 196 of the English Translation, Shaykh Maududi rahmatullah alayhi in his Tafsir volume 1 page 97 of the English Translation, Al-Rahiq al-Makhtum page 185 of the Old English Translation. So she narrates the incident herself. Our beloved mother, Safiya radiallahu anha, said, I was the closest child to my father and my uncle's heart. I was the special one. My father loved me more than my siblings and also my uncle. They would shower me with love more than they would with the rest of their children. Whenever they saw me, they lifted me up into their arms. However, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Quba, my father, Huyay ibn Akhtab, and my uncle, Abu Yasir, went to see him before sunrise and did not return until sunset. Stop in the report. What's happening? He's still a child. Rasulullah, he's arrived in Quba. So what's happened? Hijrah. He's not even entered Al-Madinah. He spends a few days in Quba. We know this. Have they even waited for him to come to Al-Madinah? No. Who's going to see him? Huyay, the father of Safiya, and his brother, Abu Yasir. How long did they spend there? From sunrise till sunset. What do you think they were doing? Analyzing the Prophet. The report continues. They returned and they were so tired when they came back that they could have dropped as they walked. So she goes, they came back, and it's like all energy had, they'd lost their energy. I, as usual, hurried to meet them, and I was smiling. But they would not turn to me for the grief over their expressions. So she goes, normally they'd, you know, run towards me, pick me up. My uncle sometimes pick me up. I'm running towards them. They ignored me. He goes, they looked like they had lost this will to live. I heard my uncle say to my father, Huyay ibn Akhtab, is it really him? My father said, I swear by Allah, it is him. My uncle thereupon asked, did you really recognize him correctly? There must be, is there no doubt? My father said, absolutely, there is no doubt. My uncle then asked, so what now is your intention? So if I stop the report there, this is the response you're supposed to get. We're not going to let anybody beat us to be with it. Allahu Akbar, look what he said. Hatred, enmity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as I live, I will be an enemy to him. Astaghfirullah. Hatred, enmity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long as I live, I will remain an enemy to him. Who's heard this? Safiya radiyallahu. So she's absolutely gobsmacked. She's heard the conversation. And what did my father say? There's no doubt, it's him, he's alive. Imagine eons ago you came, your fruitcakes, he's here. So now you're going to think they're going to be running to kiss his feet. What did he say? Not only, well, I need time to think about it. I'm going to oppose him till the last breath. So now let's take a few lessons from this. Firstly, look how keen the Bani Israel were to verify whether it was the final and most beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were waiting for all those many years, so much so they rushed to meet him when he had not even reached Al-Madinah. That shows the eagerness. Why didn't they wait? They could have said, look, let him come, we know he's coming to Al-Madinah. They didn't even wait. The two top ones went. Secondly, they spent the entire day there observing, probing him with various questions to be certain. So imagine everything that they knew. They looked, tick, 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 everything's ticked. Now they're probably asking some very interesting questions. Tick, tick, tick. Thirdly, upon verification, subhanallah, instead of showing extreme happiness and gratitude, the father of Sayyida Safiya radiyallahu anha rather showed extreme grief and then hatred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid. So this is the bizarre nature of the Bani Israel. If somebody says to you, have they got knowledge? Yes. How much knowledge have they got? You wouldn't believe it. About the Prophet, they know him better than your own son. So why are they following him? That's the bizarre thing. They should be the first. Even the Jews. But how did the Ansar become Muslims? Rasulullah came to the market of Uqas. He called the people. And they were from Yathrib. And six of them came. And he invited them to Islam. When they listened to him, what did the six Khazraji say? Radiallahu ta'ala. Because this is the one that the Jews told us about. It's him. We're not going to let the Jews beat us to him. Because, yeah, we believe you're the messenger of Allah, 100%, we're ready. And then what happened, quote, along the narration show, the six went back, they goes, look, we got to tell the Jews, no, they, if it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't have got guidance, let's go back. And they're expecting them to stay away, say, subhanallah. So they went back, and the Jew was telling them about the Prophet, he goes, it's not him. Right? He goes, no, it's him. Name, you told us everything. No, it's not him. Right? There you go. Right? The Ansar got Iman, ironically, through the Jews. Telling them about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But, I'll mention why tomorrow, why they had this bizarre trait. But really, it's the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the goodness that, if anything, that came out of that was Safiya radiallahu anha. Look how Allah ta'ala was guiding her. She was going to be the mother of the believer. So Allah ta'ala gave her that beautiful little gem in her childhood. Remember this. And she never forgot. She goes, what's this? What's happened to my father? And look how she described all lives on earth. They should be skipping. You know, if you saw, if when you came, I've just seen this, you'd be thinking, face is shining. Why are you coming back like you've lost all, you know, will to live? Astaghfirullah. Bani Israel, right? The aristocracy, imagine the top chiefs, this is the state they were in, astaghfirullah. So what I mentioned today in this short session was basically an introduction to the blessed life of our beloved mother, Sayyida Safiya, radiyallahu anha, and many lessons to learn when going through the lives of our beloved mothers. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات رواسب الحق رواسب الصبر سبحان الله